another quick edition of the Damian G Show. Find it wherever you get all of your podcasts and your streaming services. So I typically, when I do these shorts, I don't have a major topic tree or points of reference I want to hit. But every once in a while, I get hit by this surge of motivation to do a solo show, because normally I have someone on with me to bounce ideas off of and to have conversations with. But every once in a while, I'll have something like now where I just want to get it off my chest, because half of the good stuff you guys don't hear is things that I've done either as a demo or as practice or in private as some sort of cathartic exercise. So I was doing some coaching work at the end of the night because I'm a nerd, and even the coach, Coach Damon G, needs a coach. So one of my coaches and one of my mentors, and I don't mean these YouTube gurus you see all over the internet. I mean a legitimate life coach. They're a psychologist, but they also dabble in life coach like I do. So I asked them a few questions on what's next for me, because I feel as if 2020 has been one big major rut for a lot of us. But I wanted to get some clearance and some guidance on what's next personally for Damian. You know, I do Damian's Advocate. I do Nerd Side of the Ring with Free Play Arcade. I'm going to start doing the Nerdicons podcast. I do Big Gold Belt Media. I do Damian and Dio every so often. But I'm also Coach Damian G. But what's next for me? Because I'm starting to realize there's a lot of things I do are in service to figuring out what it is I want to do with this next phase of my life. I attribute it to, or compare it to, throwing something at the wall and seeing whichever sticks, and that's the thing I'm going to do. But in this case, after talking to my coach, they actually gave me some pretty good questions to contemplate and think about as I switch to the next phase of my life, as I just celebrated a birthday recently. So the first question, and it doesn't matter how old you are, these questions actually matter. So when you get to a certain age, it's not, oh, this isn't relevant to me, this doesn't reference anything that I'm going through. Mind you, it does. So the first question I'll ask all of you, because it was asked of me today, is who do you want to become? When was the last time we sat down and thought about not who we currently are, but who do we want to become? And again, this does not matter if you are 50, 60, 70, 40. It doesn't matter. You can never stop thinking about what you want to turn into if you are not satisfied with your current reality or your current place of existence. So I started to think about this. Who do I want to become? But here's the catch. There's more to that. There's more to who you want to become, more so than just what I want to do with the rest of my life in terms of my career. Then there's what qualities do I have that mimic the true self that I want to be. Now that sounds like a pretty heavy question. You know, when you think about not only who do you want to become, but what are the qualities you want to exemplify, that's some pretty deep dive stuff. And then the next part is, what does your self-experience in life look like? In other words, what is your day-to-day? What are you going to be experiencing? And there's a phrase we have in the self-help and the coaching world of experience it as if the wish is fulfilled. Read up on Neville Goddard. That's pretty much where that comes from. It's live your life as if you've already accomplished your most extreme goal. If it's being a millionaire, if it's having 7 kids, if it's having your dream business, marrying the partner of your dreams, okay, now what? And that's where I'm at. I'm at the now what portion of, well, I am a professional broadcaster, check. I am a professional life coach, check. I'm a professional therapist, check. All these things are things that have garnered me some sort of income. People have paid me for these skills and traits. And yet, here I am trying to figure out what it is that I want. And I actually got some more inspiration from talking to someone today regarding some of the things that they do that give them passion. You know, I'm not going to give up too much information about what the person told me, but their art is what gives them passion. And it's not just painting, it's creation that gives them passion. And they enjoy it and they love it and they take that with them. And that inspired me to try to figure out, maybe that's it. Maybe who do you want to become is someone who's passionate every single day about everything they do. It doesn't matter if it's mundane. It doesn't matter if it's the greatest thing in the world. Maybe I just want to be passionate about what I do. And then what qualities does that exemplify? Look, man, I'm going to boil it down really basic. My role models growing up were cartoon characters. And I don't mean that in a really nerdy sense. Like I was a loser. I had no friends. I didn't have a lot of legitimate male role models growing up. So I had to be my own, or I kind of pick and choose from the heroic Saturday morning cartoon characters. So what qualities does Ultimate Damien G 3.0 exemplify? Well, for one, I'm someone that people can relate to. I'm someone that people can come to in a time of need and offer them counsel and offer them warmth and safety. I'm somebody that can make the hard decision and not overanalyze the choice he made. I'm the kind of person that will sit with you and work out your issue with you, but I won't solve it for you. A lot of leadership qualities that I will do not in a rah-rah sense, but in a humanistic sense. That's the kind of stuff I want to exemplify. I'm already one of the most laid-back people in the world, to the point where people think I'm just apathetic to things. But that's the new normal for me. The new normal is experiencing this some sort of fire, not even fire in the belly, because that's too drastic. But living every day, and I'm going to quote Will Smith's character in Hitch here, live every day as if it's on purpose. There's that word again, purpose. And then another question here is, my ideal self, what does that feel like and what do they look like? Many of you who follow me on social media, at Damien G Show on Twitter, as well as Damien G347, my personal Instagram, know that I started to slack off on my fitness goals. That guy, I don't know what happened. I don't want to sit here and say that I'm using quarantine as an excuse. I'm not going to sit here and say that because my gym's all shut down, that all the quote-unquote gains that I had made when I first moved here about a year, 2 years ago or so, are now all gone. But I promised myself a couple of days ago that I was going to go back to my way of doing my fitness. And that's eating healthy, eating as clean as possible, not drinking too much beer, getting in 3 weightlifting, heavy weightlifting workouts a week, getting some HIIT in. I made a promise to Sarah that I was going to go out and meditate outdoors just to get some sun because I had been feeling run down. My current reality is something I accepted but wanted to change. In the last 2 days, I have been reinvigorated going to the fitness center here in my apartment complex. Number one, there's no one there. That makes me happy. Number two, I get to just leave it all in the fitness center. I'll leave it all in there. I'm in there 45 minutes to an hour tops. I get in what I need to get in, and I come back and do what I need to do. And for me, that's purposeful. Getting there is purposeful. Shoot, even doing laundry for me has become purposeful. Because who doesn't like clean clothes? Who doesn't like to smell good? Who doesn't like to feel fulfilled? Even lately, I've picked up a little thing of, and don't make fun, this is me being completely transparent here. I started stir-frying a lot of my food. Grilled chicken, again, I'm eating as clean as possible. So wild rice, broccoli, carrots, spinach, shredded chicken, fish, eggs. There's a lot of you want to call it Asian themed, sure, we'll go with that. But I've taken an enjoyment from just combining these simple ingredients and making a very flavorful meal for myself. And that's something I can pat myself on the back. And don't get me wrong, here on Damon G Show, we are all about self-growth and self-development. But then another thing I think about in terms of who I want to become or who I am is, and I learned this today. I learned this today because I was really hard on myself in terms of my broadcasting skills. Now, for someone who's been trained and who's been paid to do this, as I said before, it's not a humble brag. I put in the work, I put in the time, I'm good at what I do, but there's still things that I am gun shy about doing, and that's hosting by myself a hour-long radio show or a long-form podcast. And I'll never forget what my number one radio mentor told me. He said, man, listen, if you're getting bent out of shape about doing an hour straight without a break, remember, in traditional radio and in media in that realm, you don't have to talk for an hour. You have segments. You literally have a 7 to 10 minute segment before commercial, and then you get to retool. And that kind of filled me with a lot of, I don't want to say joy, it filled me with a lot of resolve. Because today, of all days, I hosted 3 shows, 2 of which, when the day started, I did not know I was going to be the primary host. I thought I was going to be a contributor like I have been doing the last couple of months. But putting yourself out that comfort zone, and I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep progressing. And the next goal for me is figuring out what it is, if I'm going to stay in this industry, what do I love talking about? Because a lot of you have heard me talk about wrestling. A lot of you have heard me talk about sports. A lot of you have heard me talk about human interest and coaching and dating and relationships. But a lot of the times, unless it's a subject that really motivates me, unless it's something that really gets my goat, I'm not going to want to do it. It's just lip service. I'm just doing it because I'm going through the motions. And because of the person I talked to earlier about not going through the motions, about doing things with purpose, maybe that's just it. Maybe each day I'm going to find something purposeful to do. Because a lot of us just go through the motions. You know, my daily routine is pretty basic. It's get up in the morning, meditate for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Then it's drink water, have a cup of coffee, or take some pre-workout. And either A, check my new stuff, any articles sent to me at the Damon G Show email, get ready to do a show, especially on Thursdays. My Thursdays are pretty jam-packed. Look at my schedule and just see where the day is going to take me. I like to read an audiobook, at least listen to an audiobook 10 minutes a day, just to hear another person's voice, as stupid as this sounds, to hear another person's voice in my head in order to get some more education. And then I'll do some inner work later in the day. Like today, I went outside. It was a beautiful day here in Dallas, Texas. Went outside, meditated right by my complex's pool. The sun was bright, no clouds were in the sky, and I just sat there listening to the water kind of just rush all over the place, and I was able to find a little bit of motivation. And then at some point I'll sprinkle in some clients when, you know, COVID doesn't really mean anything, and I would usually have a full day of clientele. But in reality, now it's trying to find things again that mean something to me. And I think that's what I'm trying to get at here, is just the person I'm becoming is not something that's meant to be chased. The person you're becoming and I'm becoming is something that has to be embodied. What do they do? How do they sound? How do they dress? How do they carry themselves? You can't try to be the best broadcaster on the planet if all you're doing is acting like the frat house Zippy and the Bee. And I bust Sarah's chops a lot about being professional, but I can't expect her to act like me or any of my co-hosts to act like me, because they haven't been trained like me. I am trained a certain way. Doesn't mean I don't have a sense of humor here, but I got to keep working on my craft. And I think that's the thing I want everyone to keep grinding. When I say grind, that's what I mean. Working on passionate crafts. Look, my boy GT GameTrax, we've interviewed him on this show. He makes modified Game Boy Advances as a side business. And it's becoming fun for him. It's therapeutic. It's awesome. And he makes people happy. He's contributing to people's happiness. It's something bigger than himself. And yes, he's making money off of it. Kudos to him. Kudos to the people whose side hustle in this new world has become their primary hustle. And they're still deriving joy from it. I love interacting with people. I love conversing. I love laughing with them and making them laugh and myself cackling and just being a person. But I don't want to put myself in a pigeonhole of, well, I'm the relationships guy. I'm the podcast guy. Look, man, on a Monday, I might want to talk about relationships. On a Wednesday, I might want to talk about Transformers. Those are things, for some odd reason, I'm passionate about. And then the passion may wane. And then I'll say, hey, maybe this was only for a season or a song. And not for life. But all in all, that's where I'm trying to get to. I have become not envious, because that would make it seem like it's desperation. I'm grateful that I'm able to see people's passions come outward so they can do what it is that they love to do. And if they happen to make money off of it, great. I guess the next question is, and I'm going to leave you with this, what's next for me? So y'all can always comment. Y'all can always reach out to me at Damon G Show on all your social medias, at DamonGShow@gmail.com. If you have any article suggestions, topic suggestions you want to throw my way or towards Sarah's way, you can contribute to the show. If you get any value from my shows, I do take PayPal. At PayPal is Damian Gracia, or my old email at Damian_Gracia@hotmail.com, as well as my Cash App at Coach Damian G. And remember, without you, there is no us. Mask up, be safe, and I love you all. In my own way, of course.